Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And first of all, coach, you're coming off of a great weekend against Duluth, a split where on Friday your team scored 5 goals, the most ever against the University of Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs in program history, and 5 different goal scorers. What does that say about your team?
Yeah, it was a good night. Certainly, to be down 2-0 late in the second and to come back and get a win in a place like Amsoil against a really good team was big for our group. And again, it wasn't all four lines. When Riley scored the empty netter there, she was out with a different group. But somebody from all four lines scored. We got obviously our defense pitched in. So it just helps when you got everybody out there scoring. We don't rely on one player, one line, and that was really evident that night.
Then on Saturday, unfortunately, special teams wasn't all that great. Your penalty kill, which is normally stingy, gave up 3, including the game winner, to the Bulldogs. What was going on, and what were the Bulldogs able to capitalize on your power play?
Yeah, certainly I don't want to take anything away from Duluth, but if you looked at the 3 goals, none of them were tic-tac-toe, unbelievable plays. The first one, we actually blocked the shot from the point, and the puck happened to slow down just enough, and Ashton Bell came around the net, so it was like the perfect timing for them, where we block it, it slows down to the point where it's right to the right of our net, and she happens to come around, and she's about 6'2" on her skates and long reach, and she's able to poke it in. The second one, they came around from behind the net and jammed the net, and now we had at least 3 dogs and 4 of our players all piled around Lauren and sticks and whacking and hacking, and they happen to get a stick on it, and it trickles in. It's like, it's again nothing schematically that they did. It was incredible. And then the third goal is a shot again. Lauren will stop that 10 out of 10 other times. It just happened to go between her glove and her arm and her hip and drop behind her, right on the goal line. And then Bell came from the backside. That was one where we could have done a better job of boxing her out, just getting on the inside. I thought, watching the film, we showed our defenseman, she certainly could have been on the inside of her and got her stick up. But, some nights are going to be like that. We're not, our group's been great all year. They work hard. And that's bottom line is you got to try to outwork penalty power plays. And certainly if that's the case tonight, we need to go out and outwork their power play.
Well, despite that, Lauren Bench played a great weekend of hockey. Talk about her stepping into that role for you guys.
Yeah, she's done a nice job. Again, she's big. She's very athletic. She moves well. She has really good hands. And the bottom line is giving us a chance. And that's you can't ask our goalies to win games for us. But if they do, great. But otherwise, go out there and stop the ones you should stop. And if you can get a few of the incredible ones, all the better. But she's just been real solid for us in the last 7-8 games she's played. She's just been real solid and given us a chance.
Your team came out of last weekend in 4th place, 3 points ahead of the Bulldogs. Got some help today from St. Cloud State. They beat the Bulldogs 3-2. You guys are still 3 up, obviously, going into this weekend against the Badgers, the undefeated team in WCHA play. What's it going to take to continue to stay in 4th?
Well, obviously, it's going to be a big night, a big effort tonight. We're going to, you start in goal. We're going to need a big game out of Lauren in goal, and we just need to be solid in all 3 ends. Certainly, we'd like to play in their end more than they're in our end, but they're a team that's going to possess the puck. They've got a lot of high-level players, talent-wise. So when they are in our zone, we want to close quick, try to create turnovers. And one of our strengths, we want to play to our strengths, and I feel one of them is our ability to get up and down the ice, our skating. So that's really, really going to be important. I think we can skate with them. I think we can even outskate them. And let's make them play defense. Let's get pucks and people in the net and see if we can't kick a couple in.
Well, I know your team's been rolling 4 lines this season. How much of an advantage is that going against a team like the Badgers?
Well, certainly it's going to, we'll see what Mark does. I mean, you don't want, I don't want to put Lindsay's line out against Rock's line on a continual basis. That's a lot of pressure to put on somebody in that situation. But, if we can roll 4, depending on when whistles are, we're certainly going to do it. I just think it gives us, it gives our team a little fresher legs when it comes down the key parts of the game towards the end of the game.
Do the Badgers have any weaknesses?
They're a good, solid team. They're not the Pankowski and Clark are not with them. Certainly Rock's a great player. They're just really, really well coached. Their structure is outstanding. they make it real hard for you in the offensive zone getting to second shots. But you know, they're definitely beatable. And we had if you remember that first period we played against them down there, we had them back on their heels, and I think we surprised them a little bit with how we played, and we've certainly grown as a team a lot since then. So I'm anxious to see what happens. It's going to be a tough game, we know that, but you know, this group's looking forward to it.
Last time BSU beat Wisconsin Badgers was on January 16th, 2015, 2-1 win at Laban. It's been 12 losses since then. Do you remember that game at all?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I remember Emma scoring. I remember, Britt obviously had an outstanding game. That might have been the second night. I know Steph Anderson scored a goal down there too, but just a great environment. I just remember going into it. We were starting to track upwards, and just nationally, people were saying, "No way, Bemidji could beat Wisconsin." So it was there's a picture of me fist pumping, and that was a reason, a lot of motion on it when we got that one. But obviously, it's been a long time since, and I wouldn't mind doing some fist pumping tonight, Kelly.
Well, I know Emma and AJ were involved in that game-winning goal. It was Emma's first career goal. I'm sure she remembers it like it was yesterday. But this senior class obviously has beaten Wisconsin coming into this weekend. Do you think they think about that going into this weekend?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, this group knows that they can play with anybody, and that's nobody's invincible. It's not like this team can't be beat. It's just going out there and playing our game. We need to do the things that are going to allow us to be successful. It's one of those games where I told them it's like a football player when they talk about being assignment sharp. We need to be really, really sharp in all of our detail. And if we do that, we're going to have a chance.
Coach, good luck tonight. Let's see some fist bumping after that one.
You bet, Kelly. Thanks.